I would like to dedicate this shir l'ili nishmas to the memory of my dear brother, Rav David ben Moshe Grossman Zatzal, who was nifter on Lamed Sivan of this year, Shnas Tovshin Samech Hei, and who shloishim we are presently in the midst of. We are beginning today's shir with the mishnah at the bottom of Daf Pei Tes Amid Beis, which begins with the words Hamoitzi Eitzim. At the end of the seventh parak, Paraklal Gadol, the Mishnayos began a discussion of the minimum shiurim, the minimum measurements of various items for which a person would be chayiv for hoitzah, transferring from one domain to another on Shabbos. This discussion continued through the eighth parak, Parak HaMoitzayayin. At the beginning of our present parak, Parak Omer Rav Akiva, this discussion was interrupted to discuss seven halachas which begin with the word minayim. From where do we know? Our Mishnah returns to the discussion of minimum shiurim for hoitzah. Says the Mishnah, Hamoitzi Eitzim, if somebody takes out on Shabbos pieces of wood, what is the shiur? Kedei levashol beyakala, the amount that is needed for fuel to cook the easiest of eggs, which Rashi tells us, we have already learned before, on Daf Pei Amid Beis, that this refers to Beis Tarnagoilis, the egg of a chicken, Shehi Kala Levashel. And Rashi adds, as we've learned before in the Gemara, that the entire egg is not needed, fuel is not needed to cook the entire egg, but rather a grogris, a dried fig, of a Beis Kala. Continues the Mishnah, Tevolin, if a person takes out spices, and here there are two types of spices. One is seasoning spices, and the other is perfume spices. The Mishnah is referring here to seasoning spices, such as the Rambam tells us in the Pirush Mishnayos, pepper and ginger. And what is the shear for that on Shabbos? For Hitzah Kedei Latabel Beyakala, to season the easiest of eggs, which again is the egg of a chicken. Umitztarfin ze im ze. As Rashi points out, kol mine tavlin ze im ze, that one can be mitzarif in the shear different spices. We do not need an entire shear of pepper or an entire shear of ginger, but rather small pieces of pepper and of ginger can be mitzarif to the shear of kedei letavl beya kala. Klippi egoizim, the coverings for nuts, and here we are speaking of the soft husks. We're not referring to the hard shell that covers the actual kernel of the nut that we eat, but rather the green soft husks around it. Klippi egoizim, klippi remoinim, or the peels of pomegranates. Istisupua, which Rashi tells us are two plants that are used for red dyes. What is the shear of all of these items? All of these items, the egoism, the remoinim, the istis, and the pu, are all used for dyeing purposes. The shear is, kedei letzpoya ben beget cotton pi svacha. Women's hats in those days were made from a net, and on top of the net, there was a small piece of material. The shear of carrying out these various dyes is in order to dye the small piece of material that was on the top of the head covering of the women. The next group of items are detergents. Meraglayim, urine, this refers to urine that has spoiled, that is sour. Neser is natron. Boiris is a kind of soap. Kamulya v'ashlag, Rashi tells us, b'gemora mefarish lehu, that the Gemara will explain what these items are, so we'll wait for the Gemara to see the explanation of these two items. But the shear of all of these detergents is kedei lechabes, in order to clean, to remove the spots of beget cotton pisvacha, of that small piece of material that is at the top of the head covering of the women. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he has a smaller shear. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in all the Mishnayos that we've learned about shiurim for Itzah of Shabbos, always to take the smaller shear, kedei lahavir es hakesem. the amount that is needed, as we found in the Gemara Nida, that the various items that are mentioned in our Mishnah are able to take away the ksamim, the spots of blood of a Nida. So the shear is kedei lahavir asakasim, that smaller amount that is necessary, that is needed in order to remove the ksamim. The Gemara asks Akasha, Tanina Chada Zimna. We've learned this already once before. This shear of Hamoitzi Eitzim, the first din of our Mishnah, Kedei Levashel Beik Kala, was already learned in a previous Mishnah on Daf Pei Amid Beis. As we learned there, Kana, what is the shear of Haitzah of a reed on Shabbos? Kedei Lasis Kulmas, the amount of a reed that's necessary to make a pen or a quill. Imhoyav, what happens if the reed was thick and it was not usable for a kulmus? Oy merusas, or it was cracked and once again it was not able to be used for a kulmus. Then the shear is kedei levashel be'a kalash be'beim, the amount of pieces of reed that are needed to cook the easiest of eggs. And what is that? That's the chicken egg. And the Mishnah there added a few details. Trufa, it had to be beaten, the egg. Unasuna be'olpis, and it was put into a pot. So we've already learned this halacha of hamoitzi eitzim kedei levashel be'ekala in a previous Mishnah. Why is it necessary to repeat it here? The Gemara answers, Mao, the same, I would think, Hasam over there, where we're speaking about reeds, pieces of reeds, hu d'lo chazi l'midi. There's nothing else that the reeds could be used for. Avol eitzim, but by wood. Our Mishnah is speaking about pieces of wood. There is another purpose that pieces of wood could be used for. Lekocha da'aklida, they could be used for the tooth of a key. So I would think that perhaps a filikolshu, that even a small piece of wood would be acceptable for the shear for Hoitzah, Kamash Malon. That's why our Mishnah had to repeat this then, that the shear of Hoitzah for Eitzim is Kedei Levashel Be'akala, which is the exact shear as we had before by Kana, and the Mishnah is telling us that there is no difference between Kana or Eitzim. In both cases, the shear is Kedei Levashel Be'akala. Continuing to use the Mishnah, Tvolin, the shear of seasoning spices is kedei latavel be'akala, in order to season the easiest egg, which is the egg of a chicken. And the Mishnah continues, umitzdarfen zemzeh, that it is not necessary to have a shear for each spice, but rather two spices can be mitzarf together. The Gemara asks Akasha v'reminu, I'll ask you from a Mishnah in Orla, tvolim, if we have tefillin, which are isuri hana, the Rambam tells us that this refers to, for example, klaya kerem, shnayim ugimel shemus, if they're made from two or three different names, mimin echad, but they're one type. And Rashi tells us, for example, palpel love, and you have a white pepper, shachar, a black pepper, v'orach, or a long pepper. So here we have three different names, but they're all peppers. Oy mishloisha minim, or I have three different items, three different isurin. Oy mishloisha minim asurin umitzdarf mzem zed alocha, is that they can be mitzdarf together. Va'amar Chizkia, and Chizkia explained this mission in Orla, and now we turn to Daf Tzadikam and Aleph. B'minei mesikashan, when can you be mitzdarf all of these various items together? That's only if they are accomplishing the same purpose. They are able to flavor the food that's in the pot. Hoyul v'ruyuyin l'masa kedera. Since they're able jointly, they can work together and sweeten, give a good taste to the food that's being cooked, then they can be mitzarif together. So what can we deduce from this explanation of Chizkia? Taima dechazu l'masik esakadera. The only reason that they're mitzarif together, even though they have different names or they may be different isurim, the reason they're mitzarif together is because they can work as a team together, l'masik esakadera. Ha lav hachi loy. But if they cannot work together as a team, one spice would work the opposite of the other, and they could not be used together to make a good taste in the food. Loi, they would not be mitzarf together. And yet from our Mishnah, which doesn't make that distinction, it would seem that there makes no difference. They're always mitzarf together. So l'chayr, we have a stira here between the two Mishnayos. The Gemara answers, hachanami chazal masig, and hachanami, you'll have to say that our Mishnah is also, well, the same explanation that Chizki gave on the Mishnah in Orla, will have to give the exact same explanation in the Mishnah here in Masechta Shabbos, that the seasonings are mitzarif only if they can work as a unit, as a team together, lemaseik es hakadera. The Mishnah continues, klippi agoizen, if you have the peels of the nuts, the klippi remoinim, or the peels of the pomegranates, stis, and here it's a little different than our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah the next word is istis, upua, these various dyes, these red dyes, the ingredients used to make these red dyes, could they, let's buy a bag of cotton. They have to be a shear that could color and dye the small piece of material that is at the top of the head of a woman, of her covering that she's wearing. Very many, and I'll ask you a question. Hamoitzi samonim shruyin, if someone takes out on Shabbos dyes that are soaking, what is the shear on Shabbos? Kedei litzpoya ben dugma le'ira. As Rashi says, it must be enough to dye ma'at semer, a little wool, shehu kemin dugma, shemara hatzeva le'balabas, kedei kazeh tachpoitz, or kazeh, the owner shows the balabas, do you want this kind, do you want that kind? It's a sample. And how big is it? V'hu kidei liten be'ira shel kana shel gardi v'shiura mu'at, Rashi says. It's a very small shear. The shear is as much as it takes to stop up and close up the weaver's bobbin. So this is a smaller shear than the one that is listed in our Mishnah. So it seems to be a stira. So the Gemara answers, Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Baravua, lefi she'ein adam tarech lishroi samamonim litzvoya bam dugma le'ira. So Rashi explains that there is a difference between our Mishnah and the source of hamoitzi samonim shiruyim, because there it says beferish it's samonim shiruyim. There the dyes are already soaking. So if they're already soaked and the dyes have already been made, then the shear is a smaller shear. Let's buy a ben dugma le'ira to make that sample of the weaver. However, Armish is speaking about where you're taking out the ingredients. They are not yet, Rashi says, masnisim b'she'en and shruyin. They are not yet soaking. Here's one would not take out for a small shear of a dugma le'ira. Here it is necessary to take out ingredients only if you can make that much dye that you'll be able to make a bigger shear, which is the small piece of garment on the top of the woman's head covering. Continues the Mishnah, mei raglayim. Now we are referring to detergents. The first one is the urine. Tana mei raglayim ad, and the Bach takes out the word ben, ad mem yoim. The mei raglayim is 40 days old. And if you look in the second Tosfos, divrei maschil mei raglayim, so Tosfos had the girsa ben mem yoim. And Tosfos says, ein girsa zu nechayna. This girsa is not a proper one of ben mem yoim, because the mashma shel katan ben mem yoim. It would seem that this is referring that it is the mei raglayim of a katan who's 40 days old. And Tosfos says that in Masechta Nida, the Gemara itself has a question there. Is this mei raglayim of a yelet or of a zaken? So therefore Tosfos says that it's incorrect to say that our Gemara says beferish that it's mei raglayim of a ben men miyoyim, when that itself is a question in the Gemara Nida. Some have a girsa, Tosfos says, shel men miyoyim, that it has to be 40 days old. And Tosfos says, this girsa I don't like either. because the Gemara there, Masechta Nida, says, for how long does this urine have to ferment? And the Gemara says, Shloisha Yamim. All it takes is 3 days, not 40 days. And therefore, Taisa says the correct Girsa is the one that we actually have in our Gemara, according to the Bach, who takes out the word Ben. Our Girsa is, Mei Raglaim Ad Mem Yoim, which means that from 3 days when it sours and ferments until 40 days, that is the correct shear to be able for Hitzah of this urine. The urine that we're speaking about is from 3 days to 40 days. But if a person takes it out before 3 days or after 40 days, that does not remove any spots. That would not be a detergent. Continues the Gemara, Neser, Tana Neser Alexandrius. It has to be from a certain place, from Alexandria of Mitzrayim. V'loi Neser an Pantarin. Rashi says, Mokam. That's the name of a place. That is not the Naturon that we are speaking about in our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah, Boiris, the next detergent is a kind of soap. Rabbi Yehuda, Zechol. This refers to sand. The Gemara asks a question, Vatanya haboiris vachol. We have in a brisa where we list boiris and chol, so we see that boiris is not chol. Now, Toisus in Divya Maskel, boiris echol, and Toisus in Divya Maskel, trei gavni ola, both of these Toisus quote a different girsa here. And the girsa goes as follows, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, what is boiris? Ze ola, this is aloe. The Gemara asks, and L'chayrit, according to this gear, so although Tosfos doesn't mention it, the Gemara would go as follows. V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, ha-boiris v'ha'Allah. So we see that boiris is not Allah. And then the Gemara is going to continue with what the Gemara thinks that boiris actually is. And we will come back to this girsa at the end of our sugya, and we will see that Tosfos likes this girsa very much, and it answers many questions. But let us start at this point with the girsa that we have of Zechoil. It is sand, which Tosfos Divrei Maschil Boir Zechoil asks that earlier on Daf Pei Amud Beis we learned a different shear of choil, and the shear is Kedei Litna Pi Kaf Shel Sid, how much a sand you would put into a trowelful of a lime. And Rabbeinu Meir answers that there it's speaking about choil that you put into lime, but here we're speaking about a choil that is used as a detergent, and Mimela that has a different shear. That's the shear of cleaning a baget cotton pea svacha. And then Tosfos concludes, according to those svarim that are goyris, boiris ze'olah, then the kasha doesn't begin, that we have a different shear for choil, because einichanami, boiris is olah. So according to that girsa, this question of Tosfos is answered. Let us continue the Gemara. Elamai boiris kavriso, what is boiris sulfur? That's what the Gemara wants to say at this point. Meisri, I'll ask you a question. And Rashi tells us that this next piece of Gemara concerns Shvius. Hoisifu aleihem, they were moisif on the items that Shvius is shayich, the following four items. Hachalavitzin, v'halinon, v'haboiris, v'oil. So we see that one of the four items mentioned here, legabi the Isra Shvius, is boiris. V'is al kedatach kavrisa, if you're going to say that boiris is sulfur, kavrisa me'isa b'shvius, how could there be a din of Shvius on Kavrisa? Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, Zeaklal, Kol Sheishle Iker Yeshle Shvius. Whatever has a Iker, whatever has a root, has a loch of Shvius. Ushe Ein Lo Iker, but whatever does not have a root, Ein Lo Shvius. If it's not rooted in the ground, there's no din Shvius. And sulfur is not rooted in the ground. So there's no din Shvius on sulfur. So therefore, you cannot say that Boiris is Kavrisa, is sulfur. Elamai, boiris olah. So the Gemara says boiris is aloe. The Gemara asks Akash Vatanya about boiris olah. We learned in a brisa boiris olah. So you see, boiris is not olah. The Gemara answers Trei Gavni olah. There must be two different kinds of olah. Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil, Trei Gavnei Ola says, why didn't the Gemara before, when the Gemara thought it's choil, why didn't the Gemara say there's two kinds of choil? And Tosfos answers, Mishum Dekimle Delekabu Trei Gavnei, the Gemara knew b'Kabbalah that there are not two different types of choil, and therefore the Gemara could not give that answer. Now Tosfos says that if we go to the other girsa that we had at the beginning of our sugya, Amar Rav Yehuda, what is Boiris? Ze'olah. Then the whole sugya comes out very good, very gishmak. The Gemara started out according to the second girsa, saying that Boiris is Olah. The Gemara asked the Kasha, even though Tois doesn't mention it, but L'char will have to say the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha from the Brisa, which it asks from at the end of the sugya of Atanya, Boris v'Olah. So you see, Boris is not Olah. So the Gemara tried to say that Boris is Kavrisa Sulfur. But then the Gemara proved that since it has to have an Iker and Kavrisa doesn't have an Iker, that Boris cannot mean Kavrisa. And now Tosis explains, Elamai Boris Olah means I'm going to go back to my original pshat. Since it's not Sulfur, I'm going to go back that Boris is Olah. I, v'Atanya, you asked me a kasha in the beginning, v'Boris v'Olah, you see, Boris is not Olah. On that I'll have to give the answer to Trei Gavnei Olah, that there's two kinds of Olah. So according to that girsa, the whole kasha falls off of choil, that let the Gemara say there's two kinds of choil, because according to this girsa, choil is never mentioned. So therefore, Tosfos, one Tosfos after the other, comes out that it's a much better girsa to be goyris in our Gemara, Om Rab Yehuda Ze Olah, and then we have nothing to do with choil, and the Gemara comes out very gishmak according to that girsa. Continues the Gemara, quoting from our Mishnah, that the Mishnah mentioned two items, kimulya and ashlag. What is kimulya? Amar Rav Yehuda, shloif dutz. So Rashi says, although Rashi in the Mishnah says, Mefarish b'Gemara, the Gemara tells us that Kemulya is Shloif Dutz, and Rashi here, in explaining Shloif Dutz, says, Loi Isparish, it's not known and explained what exactly Shloif Dutz is. Avokach Shemoi. So in other words, we really don't know what this item is, but we do know that it has another name of Shloif Dutz. Ashlag, what is Ashlag? Omer Shmuel, Shmuel said, Shaltinu l'chol nechusiyama. I asked all those who go down to the sea, all those who travel on the sea, v'amru li shunana shmei, that this item is shunana, umishtakcha, you find it benukfa de marganisa, in the holes of pearls, umafkile, and you're able to remove it, beramsa de parzala, with the pointed edge of iron, a pointed iron instrument, you're able to take it out of the holes of pearls. And the Mishnah said that these two items are also detergents, and the shear of these detergents are kidei lechabes beget cotton pi svacha. Continues the next Mishnah. The following Mishnah has to do with the shear of kol shehu, that we've had many shiurim up until this Mishnah, and now the Mishnah tells us a number of items where any amount that you take out is the correct shiur to be chayiv for hoitzah. Palpeles, a pepper, is kol shehu. And of course, Rashi says, ve'ena palpel sholanu, this is not our pepper. Because our pepper we had before, that the shear, it's a tavlin, it's a spice, and there the Mishnah told us on the previous Amid, kedei l'tavl be'akala, and not a kol shehu. So obviously, this is a different kind of pepper, and the Gemara will tell us that it's going to be used for a person to hold it in his mouth against bad breath. The itran and tar, the shear is kol shehu. Minei psamim, kinds of spices, and here we are speaking not about seasoning spices, but here we're speaking about perfumes spices, or mine matchois, or various kinds of metals. Kol shein, here to shear again, is kol shehu. And what can you use a small piece of metal for? The Gemara is going to tell us, as Rashi quotes here, you can make a darbon. Cotton, a darbon is the tip of a small ox goad. May avne hamizbech, continues the Mishnah, if a person takes out from the stones of the mizbech, or may offer a mizbech, or from the earth of the mizbech, or makak svorim, makak is a type of earthworm whose name is makak, and if it eats through scrolls, Umekach mat pechaysem. So these worn out scrolls, or the worn out wrappings of the scrolls, also caused by the mekach. Again, the shear is kolshu, and Rashi explains because that anything that is taken out because of geniza, shekol davar kadosh ton geniza. All of these items that we mentioned here are holy items. You have to bury them, tashmishe kedusha, and therefore even a small amount is a chashev shear to be over on itzah on Shabbos. As the Mishnah continues, shematzni and oisan legoizan. Legoinzon, because we hide them, we put them away in order to make geniza on them, in order to cover them up and hide them and put them out of use in a proper place, and therefore any small amount is the correct shear. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hamoitzei mishamshei avodah zarah kolshu, that not only tashmishei kedusha, but even those tashmishim that are used for an avodah zarah, even a kolshu would be the correct amount to be over on itzah on Shabbos. Shenemar, the pasuk says, well, yidbak biyotchem umim menacherim, a person should not have any little piece of avodah zarah in his hand. It's aser b'hanoah, and therefore it has a negative chashivas. Any little piece of an avodah zarah, a person would be over on this pasuk, and therefore that itself gives it a reverse chashivas. And Rashi points out that's what we learned earlier on daf ayin hey amid beis, that anything that a person does not hide, which is speaking about atzei asherah, which is an avodah zarah, there the Mishnah says you're not over on itzah on Shabbos. Deloy Rabbi Yehuda, says Rashi, and Echanami Rashi, Rashi tells that Rabbi Yehuda would argue on that Gemara over there, and he would hold that you are over for itzah for Shabbos, and even a kolshu, as it says here in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, papelas kol shul maichazi, what can you use a small bit of pepper for? L'reich haped, this is a pepper that we don't eat, this is a pepper that's used for bad breath, and therefore the shear is even a kol shu. Itran, kol shu, tar is even a small little bit, l'maichazi, l'tzil chase, can use for medicinal purposes, it helps for a migraine. Minei b'sam kol shein, spices that are used for perfumes, even a kolshu. Tana Rabban, hamoitzi reyach ra, if somebody takes out something that has a foul odor, the shear is kolshu. If he takes out shemen toiv, he takes out very good oil which has psamim in it, also the shear is kolshu. Argaman, which is a dye, and Rashi says, v'taima lo yisparish, why is the shear here of this dye a kolshu? Earlier we had a different larger shiurim for dyes, and Rashi says v'linira shigam hu roi lariach, that this particular purple dye can also be used for smelling purposes, and therefore the shiur is a kolshu. Continues the Gemara, upsulas havered achas, and a young rose, the petal of a young rose, even one petal is chashev enough to be over for itzah on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara quoting from our Mishnah, minei matchos, different types of metals, kol shehen, the shear is a kol shu. Lamai chazu, as Rashi brought down in the Mishnah, what can you use a small little bit of metal? Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Amrish Kain Roy Lasim Men Darben Katan, you can make the tip of a small ox goad. Tana Rabbanan, we learned Ha'omer Harei Olai Barzel. Now the Gemara is going to mention shiurim of metal for nedarim, not for itzav b'Shabbos. If a person said Harei Olai Barzel, that he's donating to the Bet Kabayis, as Rashi points out, he's donating a piece of metal. How much does he have to give? He didn't specify exactly the shear. Acherim say lo yifchos me amal amo, that he has to give not less than one amo, which is between 1.5 and 2 feet of the metal of the iron. Lamai chazia, what can I use an amo amo of metal for? Am Rabbi Yosef lekalya oirev, it's to chase away the crows, as the Gemara tells us that they used to have very sharp roof coverings of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, "Vein chadin kesakin," it was sharp like a knife, and they used that to cover the gug of the heichal, so that if crows would come there, they would not be able to sit down. They would feel the sharpness of those coverings, and they would fly away. The Ikka di Amri, and others have a different girsa here, but it comes out to the same thing. Acherim oimrim lo yifchos mikal yoyrev. Not that the Acherim said lo yifchos mi'amal amo, but rather, how much metal is necessary for these crow chaser, these pieces of sharp metal that prevented the crows from landing on the heichel, on the roof of the heichel, what's the shear? Rabbi Yosef, amal amal. Nechayshes, what's the shear for copper? You shouldn't give less. If he said a ray line, nechayshes, you shouldn't give less than a mo kesev, which is 1/6 of a din. Of a dinner. Ratani Rablazar Aimer, La Yifchais Mitsunur Ktana Shal Nechayshi, shouldn't give less than the amount of copper that's needed for a fork, a small copper fork that was used in the base of Mishnah. My Chazia, what was it used for? Amar Abaya, Shemachatin Boas Apsilais, that with it we were able to trim the wicks that were used in the menorah, Umekantchen Haneris, and it's also to clean out the Neros. That is the amount that he should give. This metal, this copper for the forks, which were used in the Beis HaMikdash. Mekak Svor, Mekak Matpachas. The Mishnah spoke about worn out Svorim, scrolls that were eaten by the earthworm that was called Mekak, and also he ate through the wrappings. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Mekak the Sifri, the worm that's called Mekak that eats up scrolls. Techach the Shiroi, the worm that's called Techach that eats up silk. The Illa the Envy, and the worm that's called Illa that eats grapes. Upeh the Taini, and the worm that's called Peh that eats figs. Veha the Rimaini, and the worm that's called Ha that eats up pomegranates. Kula Sakanta, they're all a Sakanta. If a person eats it, if he eats these worms, the worms can actually kill them. And the Gemara relates a story to this. Ahu Talmid, there was this Talmud, this student of Yosef Kamed Rabbi Yochanan was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Havikachotain, he was eating figs. Amar Lane, suddenly he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, Kaitzin Yesh Betanim, I feel something hard like a thorn in these tanim. Amar Lane, our gears is, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Katle Pel Ledain, that he, Rabbi Yochanan understood that this is the worm Peh, and he said that Peh is killing this Talmud who's eating it. Others do not have the gears Omar lay, they don't have the word lay, because he's in the middle of getting killed, or in the middle of a sakana, so Rabbi Yochanan would not torment him with these words by saying, you're going to die because you just bit into the worm peh, which it feels to you as if you're biting into thorns. But rather, Omar, he said to himself, he was thinking in his mind, he said on the side, without the Talmud hearing it, that unfortunately, because he bit into this worm, as the Gemara says, is a sakana, and therefore, unfortunately, it is going to kill him. Says the Mishnah, Hamoitzi Kupas HaReichlin, if somebody takes out a peddler's box, which the Reichlin used to go around from city to city, as Rashi brings down, and they used to sell besamim used for perfumes for women, and they used to store these various spices that were used for the perfumes in a box. So Kupas HaReichlin, if he takes it out on Shabbos, Afal Pi She'esh Bo Minim Harbe, even though inside this box of the spice peddlers there are various minim, various kinds of spices, Ein Chayv Al Chatas Achas, he's only Chayv one Chatas, because it's, Rashi says, it's considered all one Hoitzah. What is the shear for Zaroi Negina, the seeds that are used in a garden? Pachas Mekugrogris. Although you can eat these seeds, however, their use is also for planting. And we've had in the Gemara before that whenever you have two common usages of an item, we are machmer to take the smaller shear, and therefore, if it would be only achila, then the shear would be a dried fig, groigris. But since it's also used for zriya, here we take less than a zriya. The Tosfos Yontif says, but it cannot be less than a kezias. But a dried fig, a groigris, we don't need. A person would be chayv here if he took out enough seeds to make up a kezias. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that even five is enough. This is the smallest amount of seeds that a person will be zoreya. The Hagosh of Lezer Moshe Horowitz tells us that if these were very large seeds, and the five large seeds would make up a shear more than a groigris, then we would be machmir that he would already be chayv with a groigris. So it's either five small seeds less than a groigris, or a groigris less than five big seeds, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And now we turn to Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, Zera Kishuin. If a person takes out seeds of cucumbers, as Rashi says, they are very chashuv, and therefore you don't need a large amount, five or a kezayis worth, but rather shnayim, two seeds, is enough to be chayav for itzah. The same with zera diluin, seeds of gourd, shnayim. Zera pul hamitzri, the seed of the Egyptian bean, shnayim, is also likewise their chashuv, and therefore all you need is two. The Bach tells us, we put in the word here, hamoitzi. Hamoitzi chagav, chayv. He takes out a live grasshopper. Tohar, if it is a heterdika one, if it is a clean one, meaning it's kosher to eat. There are chagav and there are grasshoppers that are treif, and there are those that are tohar that are kosher to eat. So since the shear is kolshu, even a kolshu, we don't need a groigris, a dried fig, as the Gemara is going to explain, because these grasshoppers were used as a toy for children, and therefore even a chagav, even a grasshopper that's smaller than a groigris would also be chayiv for Hitzah on Shabbos. We've learned in the Mishnah in Chulin the different simonim for kosher chagavim, and even today the Taimanim eat these kosher chagavim. At the conference, the ASCO-U conference sponsored by the OU, the Conference of Kosher Birds and Animals, a live chagav was fried in front of 500 assembled, and the presenters showed that kosher chagavim, one of the simonim, the Gemara tells us, is that it's called a chagav. But they also showed a simon not listed in the Gemara, but apparently always found on kosher chagavim, and that is that the underbelly of the chagav has in its skin the letter ches for chagav. So this is what the Mishnah here refers to as chagav chai tohar. If it is kosher, the shear is kosher because it can be used as a toy. Mace. But if it died, then the only thing you can use it for is kegroigris. The only thing you can use it for is for food, and then the shear is kegroigris, a dried fig. See, pyrus crumen, this is a special type of locust, which Rashi tells us, the Gemara will explain exactly where it is found and what refuah usage it has, but it is used as a refuah. So bein chaya ben mesa, whether it's alive or whether it's dead, the shear is kol shehu, even a small amount. Why? Shematznian oisol a refuah, because even a small amount is put away as a refuah, and therefore the shear is even a kol shehu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakama. They both agree that a chagav chai tohar, that the shear is kol shehu, because it's used as a toy for children. The question is, what about a chagav chai tameh? So the Tanakhama holds only Tor and not Tomei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af HaMoitzi Chagav Chai Tomei Kol Shehu. Even a Chagav Chai Tomei is also a Shir Kol Shehu. Why? Shematzni and I sell a cotton lischoik boy, because we put it away and hide it for a cotton to play with it. The Tanakhama disagrees, and the Tanakhama says that you're not allowed to put it away for a cotton to play with. The reason of their machlokes, the svara, will be found in the Gemara. Begins the Gemara, Verimini, and I'll ask you a question, that we said that the shear in our Mishnah for seeds in a garden is a kezayis, is less than a groigris, But let's say one seed, certainly one would not be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said that you need five seeds, but both Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira agree that one seed would not be the shir etzah, and yet it would seem that even one seed would be, because we learned earlier in the Masechta, zevol, if a person has fertilizer, v'chol adak, or very thin sand, what's the shir? Kedei lezabul, as much as it would take to use these items to fertilize, klach, shel kruv, a stalk of cabbage, divi Rabbi Akiva, that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, chacham, and the chacham disagree, and they say, kedei lezabul, krisha, that as much as it would take to fertilize a leek. But here we see, from that Mishnah we see that even one seed is chashuv enough to fertilize, and therefore why in our Mishnah do we say you need five seeds or you need a kezias worth of seeds? Even if a person would take out one seed alone, he should be chayiv. It seems a stira between the Mishnais. Amar Rapapa, so Rapapa says there's no stira. Ha dezriya, ha deloizriya. The Mishnah over there, speaking about fertilizer, speaking about where the seed has already been seeded. Once it's already been seeded, then a person would take out fertilizer even to protect and make that one seed grow better. So therefore the shear is even one stalk of cabbage, one stalk of leek. But Armish is Deloizria. Here he's taking out the seeds. It isn't seeded yet. And there we say, Lafisha in Adam Terech, Lahitzin Nimachas Zriya. A person's not going to go out and be Matriach to take out one seed for Zriya. The minimum, according to Rabbi Yudabim Ser, is five seeds. And according to Tanakama, it's a Kazai's worth of seeds. But certainly, you don't need a Gregris, but certainly one seed alone a person would not take out. So the shear for seeding is either five seeds or Kazai's of seeds. Once it is already seeded, then as much fertilizer as would promote the growth of even one stalk of cabbage or one stalk of leek. Continues the Gemara. It says in our Mishnah, Zera Kishuin, Tana Rabbanan, Hamoitzi Garinin, if a person took out on Shabbos date pits, in Linatiya Shtayim. If he wants to plant it, then it's two. So two seeds is the shear of Hoitzah. Tosis points out that if he actually is going to plant it right now, we have a Gemara further in Daf Tzadik Aleph that says even one date pit he would be chayav for. The Mishnah over, the Gemara over here means if it's royal in a tia, he's taking out something that could be used to plant, but not that he's actually being notea right now. Im lachila, continues the Gemara, if he's going to eat it, kemali pichazer, then enough of these date pits that would fill the mouth of a chazer. Tosfos points out that although it is usher for a Jew legadel chazer, but it means that he collects these date pits to give it to a goy or to sell it, to make a business of it, and the goy is raising the pigs. The kama moed pichazer, and how many pits do you need to fill the mouth of a chazer? The Gemara says, achas, one date pit, that would be the shear. Im lohasik, if he's using the date pits to make a fire, kedei levashol beyakala, it's enough to use as a fuel that amount that would cook the easiest of eggs to cook, which we've learned before is a chicken's egg. Im lecheshbin, if he wants to use every date pit in a cheshbin, he's selling something to someone, he wants to know how much money the person gave him, so every date pit, lemashal, would be equivalent to $5. So then, shtayim. Then the shear is two date pits, because he doesn't want to forget how many dollars has been given to him, so one date pit, he remembers five. But when he gets higher than $5 worth, he's going to use two date pits, so that's a shir chashiv for cheshbin, for counting, and that's what he would be chai for Shabbos. Acher moimrim, others say, chamesh. As Rashi explains, that up till five, the person can keep the cheshbin in his mind. That let's say I have already four units of $5, I'm up to $20 that he can have in his mind. He doesn't need the day pits to remind him. However, once he gets up to 5 units, he's afraid he's going to start forgetting. And at that point, he puts down day pits. Then he already puts down for all the sets of 5 that he has. So if each day pit is worth $5, at that point, he's going to put down 5 day pits so he knows that he's received $25 already. So therefore, that is the sheer chashuv, according to the Acherim, to be chayav for itzah for Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, we've learned, hamoitzi shnei nimen mizonav hasus, if somebody takes out 2 hairs from the tail of a horse, umizonav apor, or from the tail of a cow, chayav, he's chayav for that on Shabbos. Shabbat sneen oisan, because one hides that, it's chashuv, and what do you use it for? Lenishbin. You use it for making traps, as Rashi says, latzud oifus, to hunt and trap birds. Miksha shel chazir, if he takes out the hard bristles that grow on the spine of a chazir, achas, all you need is one. And what is that used for? That is used, as Rashi tells us, for a needle used in stitching. Tsurei dekel, if he takes out palm leaves, there you need shtayim, because 2 are needed to set up. These leaves are used in weaving baskets, so to set up the process, the minimum that you need is 2, and that's the shir chashuv for hitzah on Shabbos. Turei dekel, Rashi says that the turei dekel are dakin mitzuri, these are thinner than what we learned about before, the tsuri dekel, the palm leaves. And what are they? Vehein min hasiv agoros vivaisav. They are from the thin strips of material that grow around the palms. And then Rashi says, v'lo yadati, I do not know, l'may chazu, what these are used for. The Meiri tells us that they are used as a light whip for animals. Rabbi Kiva Eger over here says, look in Brachas of Chof Hamid Beis, and if you look up the Gilyan Hashas there on that Rashi in Brachas of Chof Hamid Beis, you'll find that the Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes approximately 50 places in Shas where Rashi says, Lo Yadati, I don't know what this is for. The other Sforim have found even more than 50 places in Shas where Rashi says, Lo Yadati. Rashi could have easily skipped this. Rashi does not explain every word in the Mishnah or Gemara. He could have skipped this. But Rashi was following the dictum of Chazal in Brachas of Dal and Aleph, that Lameid L'Shoincha Loimer Eini Yodea. If you do not know something, then the proper thing is that a person should say, I do not know. And therefore Rashi, whenever he did not know Pshat, he told us, Lo Yodati, I do not know. Continues the Gemara, that Turei Dekel, what is the shear? Achas, even one, as the Miri said, it's used as a whip for animals. Continues the Gemara, quoting our Mishnah, Tziparis Kramim, Ben Chaya, Ben Mesa, Kol Shehu. This type of locust, whether it's alive or dead, the shear is a kol shehu. My tzipar skrum. The Gemara wants to know, what is this locust called tzipar skrum? Amirav palyabiri. It's what we call palyabiri. And Rashi says, kach shmoi, that was the name, that's what this locust was known as. Amar Abaya. Now Abaya is going to tell us where it's found. Umishtakach, you find this locust, bedikla dechad nivara. It's in a young palm, and it's the vine that is around this young palm. Va'avdila, and what do you use it for? L'chukma, you use it as a medicinal remedy for obtaining chachma, wisdom. How do you do it? Achalei l'palgiri yamina, you eat the right hand part of it. Upalgiri smala, and the left part of it, ramila, you put it in a copper tube, the chasim law, and you seal it, b'shitin gushpanki. Gushpanki are seals. You seal Chaisama, says Rashi. You seal it with 60 seals. Rashi says Lav Dafka. The number 60 is an exaggeration. We find many times in Shas that this number is used as an exaggeration, but it means that you should cover it with many different covers, like you use wax or earth on top of it, pitch. You cover it up very often, and then once the left part is covered up, the taller lo be'ivra the smaller, then you hang it on your left arm. The simanech, what's the simon for doing this? Lei chacham liminai, the lave of the heart of a chacham is to his right. The lave ksil is smaloi, and the heart of a ksil is to his left. And in order to remedy the heart of a ksil who's to his left, you put this half of the tziparis krumim hanging from your left side, and that will take care of the lev ksil l'smaylei, and it will enable you to retain all of your chachma. So then, once you've done this, v'chakim kama deboy, you become as wise as possible, v'gomer kama deboy, and you learn as much as possible, v'achalei l'idich palgen, then after you've become wise and learned as much as possible, then you eat the other half of the tziparis krumim. The Eloi, if you don't do this Miyaka Tamuni, then everything you've gained and learned will become lost. So you have to finish it off by eating the other half. So this was a medicinal thing, and therefore the Mishnah said, if you take out the Tzipporah Skrum, and whether it's alive or dead, the shear is a kolshu. The last part of our Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ha-moitzi, even someone who takes out a Chag of Chai Tomei, not only a Chag of Chai Torah, like the Tanakhama said, but even one that is Tomei, not kosher to eat, the shear also is kosher because it's used as a toy for a cotton. The Tanakhama sover, what does the Tanakhama hold? Loi, you're not allowed to use it for a cotton, and therefore the shear cannot be a kosher. My Taima, why does the Tanakhama disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? Because Dilma Achalei, because if I let the child play with it, he might come to eat it alive, and he'd be eating something tame. And Rashi points out that even according to the Man D'Yomar, Imesachti Yevamis, that says that cotton oichel nevelois ain't bez mitzvah and olav lafrishoi, that if a cotton eats nevelois, something that's not kosher, bezdin is not mechuyiv to separate him from that thing that's not kosher. Einachanami, Rashi says that he is moide deloyavinu labi yadayim, that even though you don't have to separate him from what he's eating if he takes it by himself, but to give it to him, to feed him, that avada, even that mandiyam would be moide zasser. And we learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk says loy sachilam, and we learn loy sachilam. You should not cause them to eat it. You shouldn't feed them. Lahazik do malak tanim. So to warn the Gedolim not to feed it to the Ketanim. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, the Gemara is saying that Dilma Achalei, that's why the Tanakhama holds its usur for him to play with the Chag of Chai Tomei. He might come to eat it, and Bezdin cannot give it to him to eat it. So how could we be Matsniya? How could the father be Matsniya to give it, to let him play with it? He might come to eat it, so you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, if you're worried when it's alive that he might come to eat it, so how could the Chacham say that Tor is Bekolshu? Because that he is allowed to play with, he might come to eat the Tor alive, and that's also wrong to do. Do Rav Kana havikom kamei de Rav. Rav Kana was standing in front of Rav, vavikomaver sheshiva pume, and he was transferring over in front of his mouth. Rashi says sheshiva is min chag of Torah. It's a kosher grasshopper. And Amar Lei, so Rav, when he saw that, says shaklei, take it away. Duloi lemru, people shouldn't say mechel kachalei. V'kaver mishum bal tishaktzu es nafshaseichem. There's an isser of bal tishaktzu. As Rashi says that according to the Masoros Shas on the side of the Rashi Divrei Amaschel Ihachi Tor, Rashi says you're over on Bal Tishaktzu. The most, it's disgusting. The Chol Dover Mius Ispo Mishum Bal Tishaktzu, as we find the Gemara Masechta Makkos. So what if you're going to tell me that Tomei he can't play with because he might eat it alive? Tor he also can't play with it because he might eat it alive. So why is the Shira called kolshu by Torah. According to the Tanakhama, if they disagree with Rabbi Yudan Tame, they should hold that by Torah also, it's not a shir kolshu because he can't use it as a toy because he might come to eat it, and it's a dover maus, and he's over on Baal Tishak too. So the Gemara answers, Ela Dilma, Mayis V'achel. We're not worried that he's going to eat it while it's alive. We're worried that he's going to eat it after it's dead. So buy something that's kosher if it's dead. Then it's no problem. It's a thing that's kosher. And as we'll soon see in Tosfos, it's not necessary to make shechita on it. Chagovim can be eaten once they've been killed or they died, they can be eaten without shechita. Avram and Achai is mutter on them also because there's no chi of shechita. El Adilma Mayis Vachel, says the Gemara. Maybe they're going to die and the child's going to eat it. So if it's a dover, tohor, a chag of tohor, then it doesn't matter if the child eats it. But if it's a chag of tameh, he'll be eating something tameh. What does Rabbi Yehuda say about this? Rabbi Yehuda, imayis. If the chag of tameh will die, katan misbat sofidlei. The katan's not necessarily going to eat it. I'm not worried that he's going to eat the dover tameh. He'll make a hesped on it. He'll mourn on it. He'll feel bad that his toy, his pet has died. But he won't come to eat it. So Rabbi Yehuda holds a kolshu applies not only to a Torah, it also applies to a Tameh, and we're not worried that he might eat it. The Chacham disagree and say by a Tameh he may eat it, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it, and we cannot give it to him as a toy, and Rav however a Torah, according to the Chachamim, is permitted. Tosfos on the third Divrei HaMaskil Deloy Lemru Mechel Kachalei. Tosfos says from the Rashba that it seems from this Gemara that a Chag of Torah does not need Shechita because the Gemara did not say he's going to come to eat it without Shechita. The Gemara is only worried if you eat something alive, a Chag of alive, he'll be over on Baal Tishaktsu. And another proof is, as the Gemara concludes, that we're worried that he might eat it when it dies. The Gemara is not worried about him eating a Torah that died, even though it didn't have Shechita. The answer is, because it's mutter without Shechita. Tosfos brings a Tosefta, which says, Tanya oichel adam chagovim ben chayim ben shchutim, and the Tosefta says, even though it's osur to eat a chai, bishum bal tishaktsu, but you could cut off a piece of the chai and eat it, you'll wash it off, and there's no problem of even a chai, because it does not need Shechita. Rashi brings in Masechta Chulin, concludes Tosfos, from the Hilchos Gedolos, that this is learned from a pasuk, because chagovim, it says after dogim. The pasuk says it's called nefesh achayr meshes b'mayim elu dogim, and then it says it's called nefesh sharetzes elu chagovim, since it's put chagovim after dogim, and we know that dogim do not require shechita, so who adin by the chagovim that likewise it does not need shechita. Hadran aloch amar Rabbi Akiva. Hadran aloch amar Rabbi Akiva. Hadran aloch Amar Rabbi Akiva.